This is Ian Plessard at the Guildford Spectrum. The final score today was Guildford City 0, Bridgewater Town 3. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. You must be very disappointed. Three defensive mistakes, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the whole week being, you know, it's been difficult with the sides we've been able to put out. Lots of players missing, and culminated in that today with games are slipping away. Personally, looking at Bridgewater, they're okay, but nothing special. Had eight senior players missing. If we had four of them, we'd have won today. And the same story Wednesday and last Saturday, but just goes on. I mean, if the people aren't back for Wednesday and Saturday, it's going to be really difficult to get ourselves out of it. But I think Fleet have won today, so we've gone bottom. Might just kick the lads up the backside to win the next couple of games. But we certainly got to do something. We need players back, otherwise we're not going to win games of football.
1-0 at half time. I mean, we go into the second half, we're playing quite all right in the first half, but then two silly goals and the game is lost.
Well, we said at half time, you know, keeping it for 20 minutes as we've done. Like you say, there's nothing between the sides first half. And then within 4 minutes, we've made two ridiculous errors, got punished, and game's over. You know, and again, I think we started the half, we've passed the ball about five or six times square, lost it, and put us on the back foot rather than just clear our lines, you know, let the game settle down, and ridiculous. See, the third goal was just, I think, tried to pass it square, the pass was all wrong, Damage tried to keep the ball in play, left it straight there, you know, rather than just let it go out and keep the shape, and they've scored. I mean, it's just absolutely comical, but, you know, it's just frustrating looking out what's going on, and two goals in 4 minutes and the game's over. So.
Although we were 3-0 down, it did appear that we scored one back, but it wasn't allowed.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the ball hit the roof of the net and came out, but unfortunately the linesman said he thought the ball hit the bar, made the net rip move, but most people thought it was him.
I thought just before that as well, Dom's shirt was being pulled in the penalty box.
Yeah, again, the linesman didn't give anything. Yeah, I think Dom got through there. It's quite a decent ball. He got goal side of the four and went down and got nothing. So, it's just the way the day went for us, I think. So.
The luck's just not in it, is it?
Nothing's dropping for us, even, you know, when we've had a little bit of a glimmer of a hope or chance, just not quite happening. So.
It must be frustrating for you that, I mean, as we saw from the team sheet, that we were lacking players again today.
Yeah, I mean, what's frustrating is we've lost Joel Greaves and Elvis on Wednesday night. Those two alone, and I would have thought we'd have won today without any shadow of a doubt. But, you know, we've gone the way Wednesday with a scratch squad, lost two more senior players, and then add to them two. Walsh is still out, Ben Rayner's still out. And then Whitey, Greavesy and Lance all missing. Yeah, it's just hard. I mean, you've got missing eight senior players, Bridgman as well, that would all start the game. And be honest with you, that is a good side that's missing, basically, and that's what we're up against at the moment. So
Wednesday and Saturday, another two home games and 3 points for both, a must.
Well, that's it. We've got to win them both, end of story. I mean, you know, Stratford are a decent side, score plenty of goals. You know, we've got to be able to compete with them. We certainly won't if we haven't got the players back. We've got the players back, we will. We've got to do everything to try and get the players back on board for Wednesday and Saturday and have a good game, mate.
Good luck for the rest of the week.
All right, cheersy.
Thanks, Kev.